Friends in Christ, there's a very clear theme from the scripture readings this morning. It's the theme of sight and blindness. As we've heard of one of the great miracles that our Lord worked in his public ministry, the healing of the blind beggar Bartimaeus. As usual, the first reading from the Old Testament paves the way for the gospel message, and we hear of Jeremiah the prophet, who's normally known for his negative prophecies of warning, of punishment to God's unfaithful people. But in this case, we have a prophecy of healing and salvation, that in spite of the chastisement that God permits, he will lead his people back to Israel after their exile, including the blind, and the lame, and the maimed. God has not abandoned those who suffer among his people. I think perhaps we often take for granted too much just what a wonderful gift the gift of sight is. Probably all of us here have always had sight, and it's very easy to forget just how wonderful that is to be able to see the glories of God's creation. We try to imagine for a moment not being able to see that, not being able to see the beauties of art, if we come to this church, maybe. Our beautiful sculptures and artwork and adornments. Not being able to see beautiful colors that God has given us. You know, God could have created a black and white universe, do whatever he wants, but he's given us beautiful colors. Above all, being blind and not being able to see our loved ones. Not being able to see a smiling face on those closest to us. Yes, we take for granted this wonderful gift that God has given us. And so today's reading encourages us especially to pray for those who are without sight, that they may be assisted, if possible, healed. There are many apostolates, many things that work for blind people. These readings are especially poignant this Sunday for a special reason I'm going to tell you now. There's a young man in Estes Park, Colorado, at this moment. He's the choir director, very devout young Catholic man. He's the choir director for his parish church. And he's the son of the lady who is, she's the president of our Oblates of Wisdom lay affiliate. Some of you probably don't know that Monsignor McCarthy and I are Oblates of Wisdom priests. You know that we also have a lay group of followers. It's a little bit like a third order. It's based mainly in Colorado, where we had a big presence for some years. It's called the Oblates of Holy Tradition. And this young man is the son of the lady who's the president of our lay people. And unfortunately, even though he's less than 30, he is in danger of losing his sight, particularly the eye condition. And he was all set to have an operation for this in the next few weeks, sometime around the middle or late in November, all lined up. And then several days ago, his mother called me up from Colorado, very distressed. "Father Brian, Justin is devastated." The young man's name is Justin. I ask you to pray for him. "He's devastated." "What's happened?" She said, "Here in Colorado, it's just been announced that in the whole state, Obamacare, the local exchange, whatever it is, that the way that Obamacare is, the Health Care Act is organized, it has just crashed and declared bankruptcy. And there are thousands and thousands of people who need urgent medical attention, who it looks like may not be able to get it. And Justin doesn't have a regular job, and he doesn't have anything like the money to pay for tens of thousands of dollars for this operation." So his mother asked for prayers, and of course the Oblates, we're going to, if need be, we'll try to raise some money amongst our priests and members, but I would ask you to pray especially for young Justin at this time. It really brings home to us, he's going to be preparing the songs in that Mass today on the basis of today's readings, and he's going to be kind of really hit by this reading right now, right? A blind man in his need of healing. But let's return to Bartimaeus for a minute, the one who's been healed by the Lord in today's gospel. If we reflect about these readings and about the gospel message, I think we can see that in a real sense, and in fact the most important sense, Bartimaeus was not blind at all. Why do I say that? There are different kinds of blindness. The physical blindness when our eyes can't see, but there's also a spiritual blindness. If we have no faith, if we don't know where we've come from, we can't see where we're going in this life because we lack that lamp, that light, that spiritual vision that enables us to see and know where we're going and that God is leading us and God is with us in spite of all maybe appearances to the contrary. And even though Bartimaeus was physically blind, it's very clear that he was not spiritually blind. In fact, quite the contrary, he has such strong faith that Jesus, the one who's passing by there, has the power to heal him, that even when the disciples, well-intentioned, but they really don't know quite what it's all about yet, they're telling him to keep quiet. Stop bothering Jesus. Leave him alone. And then rather than do it, he just calls out all the more insistently, Son of David, have pity on me. He obviously has the light and the vision of faith in his heart. And ultimately, that's a lot more important than our physical sight. So let's pray this morning for all those who are blind in different ways. Some are blind physically. They need physical healing. There are some who are blind morally. They've hardened the voice of conscience in their hearts. That's a natural gift that God has given all of us to tell right from wrong. But there are some who become hardened in their way and become blind. They don't feel any pangs of remorse doing bad things after a while. And then that's moral blindness, we could say. And then that spiritual blindness, that's a lack of faith. So let's pray especially today for those who are blind and morally and spiritually, that they receive the light of faith. And let's pray that God will show us opportunities not only to strengthen our faith day by day, but also to share that faith with others. This coming Saturday, our friends Jim and Lisa here are, as I've announced a couple of times already, they're organizing a little session this Saturday morning up around the Arch, old cathedral grounds there, to hand out leaflets and rosaries. It's a new approved organization called Street Evangelization, which has the support of some bishops. It's approved by the church. And anybody who'd like to join them to share the faith, talk to Jim and Lisa right after this Mass, and I'll be happy to give you more information. So let's pray for the grace to strengthen our faith, that we have that spiritual vision, and look for the opportunities God gives us to share the vision, that light of our faith with others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.